Chapter 4.
With the Temple Apex playing peekaboo behind the fog and a cold mist swirling over Fellowship Plaza, Jedi Knight Basil Warr felt as though he were walking on air. Maybe the wet weather touched a species memory of the cloud forest that had once covered his native Ramoa. Or maybe he felt light-footed because he had spent 2 hours of that morning watching his favorite little girl, Amelia Solo, and the rest of the day in the company of his friend Yakiel Savatu. And any day spent with Yakiel was a good one. She was smart and svelte, with silky Bothan fur that resembled spun gold on misty days like this. And she never seemed embarrassed to be seen with a beady-eyed, jade-skinned hulk like Basil. But today, Yakiel did not seem entirely at ease. There was a thorny side to her force aura that usually came just before she growled down someone for being rude, selfish, or otherwise irritating. Basil could not imagine that he was the target of her ire. He never had been before. Yet he didn't think she could still be fuming over the way the lunch waiter had laughed when he had tried to order a 10-kilogram basket of robo leaves. Maybe Yakiel was upset because they had not yet succeeded in their one assignment for the day, getting inside Tahiri Vela's residence to determine why she wasn't returning Jaina Solo's calls. Unfortunately, they had been under strict orders not to get caught doing anything illegal, and the building's Toydarian manager had not only resisted Yakiel's force suggestion efforts, but had taken offense and made it clear he would be keeping a close eye on the apartment all day. Still, Yakiel hadn't seemed particularly disturbed at the time. She'd just shrugged and departed, then told Basil they would return that night after the Toydarian grew tired of keeping watch, so that left only one thing. As they continued through Fellowship Plaza's most famous walking garden toward the temple, Basil began to growl and grunt in the guttural language of a species. It wasn't Yakiel that people had been avoiding all day, he assured her. She was too pretty for that. But between Chief Dala's press releases and Javis Tyr's hollow show, Coruscant's citizenry had to believe the entire Jedi Order was going insane. When someone saw a pair of Jedi Knights coming down the pedway these days, it was only natural to duck around the nearest corner, especially when one of those Jedi was over a meter wide. Yakiel swung her long ears down, pressing them tight to her skull, in what Basil had learned to recognize as an expression of gratitude and affection.
Thanks, Barv.
She had started calling him Barv when they were hiding inside the mall with the rest of the Jedi younglings, and the nickname had stuck.
But it's not the public.
She flicked an ear tip toward a row of neatly trimmed blar trees that lined the far edge of the broad pedway.
It's them.
Basil didn't need to look to know who them was, and he ventured the opinion that it was nothing to grow angry about. The Solos were just keeping watch because they were worried that he and Yakiel might fall ill, the way their friends had. Yakiel cocked her head in surprise.
When did you notice them?
Basil rubbed his long chin, and because his Ramoan throat didn't allow him to speak basic, grunted his reply in his own language. It was difficult to recall whether he had smelled the Solos as he and Yakiel were entering Tahiri's building, or as they were leaving. Probably as they were leaving. Yakiel punched him in the shoulder hard.
And you didn't tell me?
Basil hadn't realized he needed to. Wasn't her nose as large as his? Yakiel's ears shot forward.
Gee, thanks.
She picked up her pace. Basil hastened after her, his heavy strides sounding like drumbeats as his big heels pounded the paving slabs. Beings 10 meters ahead began to glance over their shoulders and look for convenient places in which to disappear. Basil paid them no attention. It wasn't like Yakiel to be touchy, so he was afraid he had really hurt her feelings. As he lumbered after her, he kept up a steady refrain of grunts and groans, trying to explain that her nose was really as big as his only in proportion to the size of her face. But Yakiel wasn't in any mood for explanations. She continued to move ever faster until she was almost running. They reached the end of the pedway, emerging from the walking garden into the open vastness of the temple court. Yakiel continued to move at a brisk pace, angling for the south side of the huge pyramid, where there was a subsurface speeder gate that many Jedi employed as an entrance because of its inaccessibility to Javis Tyr and his fellow hollow slugs. Finally, Basil caught up to Yakiel and spun around to block her way. Her eyes were wide and bulging, almost bloodshot, and the tips of her fangs were showing beneath her curled lips. Growing alarmed, he clamped a huge hand on her shoulder and demanded to know why she was suddenly so frightened of him. Yakiel's ears flattened to the sides.
It's not you, Basil.
Yakiel never called him by his proper name. Clearly, something was terribly wrong.